You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational self-deprecating radio show, highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a third-grade education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular when the Western Johnny Guitar was playing at the drive-in. In 2003, Rolling Stone magazine compiled a list of the 100 greatest guitarists, but only one denizen of the list dared don the nickname Guitar, Mickey Baker. With great reverence to Rock and Rhythm VIP Baker, there was another string slinger during Baker's prime that carried the handle guitar. However, he was nowhere on that list. No, not Guitar Slim, that's a good guess. I'm talking about the gangster of guitar, he who arguably stood above all guitarists of the 50s and yet is scarcely remembered today. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's pay homage to Johnny Guitar Watson. We'll follow Watson's early career as an 88 Ace sideman to his stunning switch to a six-string solo artist and onto his first hit, from Watson's transformation into a gangster to his doo-wop stop and into the 60s, for Watson's biggest rock and rhythm hit. John Watson left his Houston roots for L.A. in 1950. Already a multi-instrumental prodigy, Watson's main axe was the piano, and his proficiency quickly came to the notice of sax ace and Indiana native Chuck Higgins, whom recruited Watson for his band the Mellotones. The result was the 1952 instrumental classic Pachuco Hop and its flip, featuring the 17-year-old Watson on vocals, Motorhead Baby.
Got a Motorhead Baby, wanna ride all night long. Yes, Motorhead Baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. Well, she ride all night, she ride all day, she ride with your partner long as everything's okay. Motorhead Baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. Well, she ride in a Cadillac and a Buick with a smile. Take a Ford or a Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Motorhead Baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. Well, I take my baby ride, we ride up in the hills. She like the floating power, the cat like coop to feel. Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. Let's ride, baby. Slow, that's the kind of stuff she hates. She's heard about the speed of the Rocket 88. Yes, Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. I was driving down the highway doing about 93. Said, step on the gas, darling, and stop that teasing me. Motorhead baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong.
Watson left the Mellotones in 1953 and signed with King's subsidiary Federal Records. Billed as young John Watson, his first 45s for the new label had him still pounding the 88s. But just days away from turning 19, John embraced the less is more philosophy by trading down the 200-something strings of a piano for the 6 strings of a guitar. The result was an astonishing display of technique guitarists would not exhibit for over a decade, and Plank Spankers today are shocked to find was recorded in 1954. Simply put, the most mind-blowing exhibition of 6-string prowess recorded in the 50s, period. Space Guitar. Lack of promotion for his music from Federal, Watson hopped over to RPM Records. There, coupled with the popularity of the 1954 Western Johnny Guitar and his amazing space guitar, he was rechristened Johnny Guitar Watson forevermore, and his first single for RPM was a scorcher, 1955's Hot Little Mama.
So fine, send those heat waves up and down my spine. Got a small waistline and a hip set way out, and the whole fire department can't put her out. She's my hot, hot little mama. Hot, hot little mama. Hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Mama, like electric wire. Every time I kiss her, she sets me afire. She's a hot, hot little mama. Hot, hot little mama. My hot little mama. And you really sets me afire. Mama, hot little mama makes me alarm. She can do more damage than the whole H-bomb. She's my hot, hot little mama. could do, but my baby boiled the water after Mary got through. Hot, hot little mama, she's my hot, hot little mama, she's my hot little mama, and she really sets me afire.
In 1955, the Bahari brothers, owners of the RPM label, asked Watson to cover New Orleans six-string ace Earl King's Those Lonely, Lonely Nights. Now, as a songwriter, Watson wasn't in the cover business, but reluctantly gave in and watched his first hit race King's into the top 10.
There's been some lonely, lonely nights. To say to me, I thought that we would never part. Yes, you know I love you. Why did you break my heart? If you would only come back home. Yes, you know I'd be happy. I wouldn't be so all alone. Since you've been gone, baby, please bring back the lights. Baby, please come back home and free me from these lonely nights. With
his first hit notched, Johnny next took aim at the blues market with what is now considered a standard. Able to fully channel his idol and fellow Houstonian, Gatemouth Brown, Watson unleashed more six-string calisthenics with 1956's 3 Hours Past Midnight.
Around. I listened so hard to hear her footsteps. I ain't even heard a sound. Well, I toss and tumble on my pillow, but I just can't close my eyes. But I just can't close my eyes. If my baby don't come back pretty soon, yes, I just can't be satisfied now.
Watson cut some demos at RPM before hopping over to Keen Records in 1957. One demo, titled Love Bandit, was re-recorded, retitled, and released for the first time. Over the next score, Watson would record updated versions. It created an alter ego for Watson that would serve him well by the 70s, and one that Steve Miller desperately tried to appropriate for himself. But there is only one gangster of love.
Jesse James and Frank James and Billy Kidd and all the rest. Supposed to be some bad cats now out in the West. If those cats could have dug me and my gangster ways, they would have hung up their guns, child, and made it to the grave. Cause I'm a gangster of love. Yes, yeah, I'm a gangster of love. Now, when I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say I'm a gangster of love. Jump on my white horse Cadillac, ride across the borderline. I rope 55 girls and kiss them all at the same time. Take 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. There was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff say, is your name Johnny Guitar Watson? In a very deep voice, I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. Cause I'm a gangster of love. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know now? When I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say, I'm a gangster of love. Get up, Cadillac! red horse Cadillac right across the borderline. I rope 55 girls, I kiss them all at the same time. The sheriff say, is your name Johnny Guitar Watson? In a very deep voice, I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff. And that's your wife on the back of my horse, cause I'm a gangster of love. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, a gangster of love. Yeah, when I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say he's a gangster of love.
Johnny Guitar Watson is far from synonymous with doo-wop, but fate's a funny thing, as it was fate that had singer Jesse Belvin run into Watson in an L.A. club looking to conscript someone to sing bass for a hastily thrown together session to cover an otherwise unremarkable song from the Slades, a white Texan vocal group. The result was a 1958 doo-wop classic, and the Shields became a one-hit wonder. You cheated. Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Chuck Wagner. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Watson's chart presence waned as he wrote out the 50s and 60s doing one-off singles for a slew of labels and a successful pairing with fellow 50s rocker Larry Williams before mounting a huge comeback in the 70s as a bejeweled pimp funkster. Watson continued to record and tour into the 90s before succumbing to a heart attack mid-performance at a Japanese club in 1996 at the age of 61. Although Watson's music had a rough edge, by all accounts, he was a truly endearing person. Thus, it's fitting that 1961's violin-laden ballad, Cuttin' In, was his biggest hit.
This is my girl you're dancing with. It Excuse me, partner, for being so cold. But you see, we had a little argument. She said it was over. She said we were through. Well, yeah, now, pardon me, buddy, I'm cutting in on you. Excuse me, partner, being so cold, and for the tears that she shed. But can you tell by the look in her eyes, she didn't mean a word that she said. Someone else to dance with, because this little girl right here, I'm on romance with. Why, boy? Why, boy? Excuse me, buddy, I'm cutting in.